Hi, this is Pastor David Ng. This is the first time I do this online devotion. If it is not because of the shelter-in-place order, I would not be doing it. So I want to thank God for His grace. Since I cannot see you in person on Sunday, I'm very mindful of you. Packy Simo and I pray for you. We try to do that every day, and we go down the directory and pray for you by name, one after the other. So if you have any special prayer requests, let us know. Now, this is a very special time indeed, and most of us have never experienced it. The streets are empty, the malls are empty, and it creates a sense of isolation and of loneliness. And the news we hear about online, on TV, in newspaper every day, they're mostly depressing news, and they cause anxiety. God knows the situation, and He wants to tell you something to help you get through this difficult time. First, loneliness. You're not alone. Jesus said, "I would never leave you alone. I would never leave you like an orphan." Orphans are those who have no father. We have a heavenly Father. You may not feel like it, but He tells us He watches over us. It is not easy to get locked down in your house, and I suggest you to do the following in order to feel, to get a sense of God's presence and His closeness to you. Just get outdoor. Look up the blue sky, listen to the birds on the trees, or gaze at the mountain in the distance. Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declare His glory. They declare His wonderful deeds." Nature, the beautiful nature, is a way of God telling us He is there. He is indeed smiling down on you. Peggy Simeon and I do this. And recently, every morning when the sun is out, we go out and take a walk around the block, which is the streets are practically empty. And as we do that, we praise God and we pray for you. I encourage you to do that. Just remember, keep a safe distance with other pedestrians. Second, we may feel anxious. We feel anxious in times of uncertainty, not knowing what will happen tomorrow, not knowing whether you will run out of essentials like rice, like milk, or God forbid, toilet paper. And you may even worry about taking a trip, venturing into the supermarket, and potentially get infected. Yes, we don't know about tomorrow, but God knows. Well, you may say that, "I believe that too, but I don't feel like it. How do I not worry?" But Jesus instructs us to reason the following way. He said in the Sermon on the Mount that God loves His children. In fact, He loves the birds in the air, the flowers in the wilderness, and we are so much more precious than them. So we should rest in that thought. This morning, as I was taking a walk, I saw a bunch of sparrows feeding themselves on a neighbor's lawn. Nobody instructed them that there's food, and there's indeed plenty of food. God feeds them. God cares for them. How much more would God care for you? So Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for one day's troubles is enough, is sufficient for one day." Why does He say that? Let's reason a little bit. You know, if the trouble never come, then we wasted our worrying. That's no use. And then if the trouble does come, worrying will not make it go away, will not make it disappear. But God promised that when it does come, He will give us sufficient strength to weather it. As your day is, so shall your strength be. This is a promise from the Bible. So God cares for you. He loves you. When you feel lonely, when you feel anxious, one simple way to deal with that is to open the door, step outside, take a walk around the block, take in the sunshine, take a deep breath, and enjoy God's presence through the nature and through speaking to you directly. He is telling you He loves you. So just bathe in His loving kindness. Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this beautiful nature. It is You telling us how much you care for us and how much you love us. You promise also that as we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Give us a special faith. Help us cast our worries on you, for you care for us. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.